Lesson 9. Track 19. Seaside Mystery. Part 3.
Hi there, Carlos. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Where is Yoshiko?
I don't know. She's not here yet.
Perhaps she's still asleep.
Yoshiko is never late for class. She is a very good student.
Yes. But don't worry now, Peter. Look, the teacher is coming.
Good morning, everybody. I am Mr. McCabe, and I am teaching you this term. Good to see you all. Well, I don't know if you know already, but this is the intermediate class. I hope you're all feeling full of energy and ready to work.
Yes, of course.
What I want you to do this morning is practice asking questions about each other. You can do this in pairs or, if you prefer, in a three. Is that clear? Good. Ah, I see another student is arriving. It's Yoshiko, isn't it?
Yes. I'm sorry I'm late.
Don't worry, Yoshiko. Please, sit down. We are working in pairs or threes this morning, practicing asking questions about each other. OK then, everybody. Off you go.
Yoshiko, come over here. You can work with us.
Thank you.
Are you all right, Yoshiko?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm a bit tired, that's all.
Never mind. Let's go to the beach at lunchtime. It's a beautiful day. Do you like swimming?
Yes, I do. But I think the sea is too cold for swimming in England. I like warm water.
Well, we can buy some lunch and eat it on the beach. What do you think?
Great idea.
Right then. How are you getting on over there, Carlos?
Very well, Mr. McCabe. We know that Yoshiko likes swimming, but not in England, because the water is too cold.
And we all like sitting on the beach when the weather is good.
I expect you do. Never mind. Only 2 hours until lunchtime. Perhaps you can find out some more about the country where your friend comes from.
Well, this is better than sitting in a hot classroom, isn't it?
Yes, but I think Mr. McCabe is a good teacher.
Yes, anyway, he makes me laugh.
So, Yoshiko, how is your landlady today?
I don't know. Look, this is a note from her.
Let's have a look. Dear Yoshiko, I am sorry I'm not here to make your breakfast. Please have what you want. There is bread in the cupboard and milk and eggs in the fridge. See you tonight. Best wishes, Janet.
Janet?
That's her name. Janet King. What do you think, Peter?
About this note? I think it's a bit rude of her not to make your breakfast.
No, I don't mind about that. It's just that I don't know where she is.
No. She doesn't say, does she?
Perhaps you need to tell the school.
Why?
They could find you somewhere else to live.
But I don't want to leave Mrs. King. She is a nice woman, you know.
She does say, see you tonight, doesn't she?
That's true.
Come on, let's eat our sandwiches. What time does afternoon school begin?
2 o'clock. Oh!
What is it, Yoshiko?
That woman over there. I think it's Mrs. King.
Where?
Over there, by the sea, with a man.
That's Mrs. King. Yes, it is, isn't it?
Who is the man with her?
I don't know.
Is it Mr. King?
There is no Mr. King. I mean, Mrs. King lives alone.
What's the matter, Yoshiko?
It's just strange, that's all. Why is she on the beach with that man? Well, it's nothing to do with me. Come on, let's go back to school. It's nearly 2 o'clock.